Good morning. It's Monday, August 3rd, 2026. This is Longevity Daily from Aviato Research. Here's what you need to know. Today's issue is anchored by a striking Lancet public health finding. As lifespans grow longer, the share of years spent in poor health is actually rising, and the trend is worst in high-income countries. That sobering data sits alongside strong cognitive health news, including phase 2 results for UCB's tau-targeting antibody bepranemab and the NYT's analysis of blood-based Alzheimer's screening, edging toward Medicare coverage. A sweeping review of 350-plus studies challenges the high-protein orthodoxy many longevity optimizers live by, and British Vogue brings a surprisingly rigorous reality check to the NAD-plus precursor debate. From the research desk. The headline, "We're living longer, but spending more years sick," major Lancet study warns. According to the Lancet Public Health, a Lancet Public Health analysis finds that while global lifespans are extending, the proportion of life spent in poor health is rising, not falling, and the trend is sharpest in high-income countries. This is the one to read today. Starting with cognitive health and neuroprotection. A new blood test could detect Alzheimer's years early, but is America ready? From the New York Times. A New York Times opinion piece examines the promise and peril of blood-based Alzheimer's screening, noting that Congress is already moving to authorize Medicare coverage via the Bipartisan Alzheimer's Screening and Prevention Act. Going to community gatherings could cut your risk of cognitive decline in half. From Neuroscience News. A new study found that older adults who regularly attended community gathering places had roughly half the 4-year risk of developing cognitive disability compared to those who didn't, even after accounting for exercise habits. UCB's anti-tau antibody bepranemab slows tau buildup in phase 2 Together trial. From Neurology Live. In the phase 2 Together trial, UCB's bepranemab, an antibody targeting the tau protein central to Alzheimer's progression, demonstrated meaningful slowing of tau accumulation in early-stage patients. In supplement news, NAD plus or NMN, which supplement actually works for aging, what the evidence really says. From British Vogue, British Vogue's Health Roundup takes a clear-eyed look at the NAD plus precursor market, with experts cautioning that human research remains limited and that direct NAD plus infusions have not been proven superior to high-quality oral NMN supplements. That's your Longevity Daily Brief. All articles and links are in your inbox. I'm Longevity Daily. See you tomorrow.